Blog Talk Radio.
Child of God, and through God's grace, you are deserving of every blessing? Do you know that nothing just happens? Do you know that you are a child of God? And He loves you just like you love your children. The love that you have more than you love your children. So just know that you can believe in Him, you can trust Him, and when you pray, prayer has power, and prayer does make a difference. Just wanted to make those affirmations. And I have a few things to also talk about tonight. I want to go to Joel Osteen. I mentioned on several shows that I listen to T.D. Jakes and Joel Osteen. I record them, and when I have time where I'm just moments where I feel like some inspirational message, I normally listen to Joel and T.D. Jakes. And I listened to them this morning. Was it this morning? Yeah, was it this morning or last night? And they are always saying the right thing, just what I needed and want to hear. But I would like to read something that I pulled up on Joel's. Oh, I think I just clicked it off. One quick second while I continue to get that information back on the screen here. But while you wait, I want you to start thinking about something that you have said to someone in the last 48 hours that you have, if you didn't apologize, you apologize for, or you felt right then that you had said something that you regret. And the topic, I got it up here, the topic is be mindful of your words. And I'm going to also share something that happened to me this afternoon. But I would like to read this, what Joel and Victoria said on, this was one of their inspirational message on April 17th. Now, if you have a computer, Joel and Victoria have some wonderful inspirational messages that they have daily, and it's very encouraging. So if you have a computer, go online and you can have it sent to you every day. And this one I felt that was related to something that happened to me this afternoon. Be mindful of your words. Recently, he said he was talking to a woman who was worried about her very talented daughter who is working a job where she's not getting any break while other less talented employees are getting ahead. And she was lovingly concerned about her daughter's future. But she went on and on, painting a scenario of gloom and doom. I started to feel depressed. Then gathering my thoughts and asked her, is what do you want for your daughter? She said, no, of course not. I said, then you are putting guilt prophesizing about her future. If you convince herself that what was going to happen, you're also going to speak those words to your daughter, to her daughter. And said, look, what you need to begin to say, thank you, Lord, and for your favor in my daughter at the workplace. Thank you for thank you that she will get the supernatural break that she needs. Begin to prophesy her abundant future. It's because we love someone or something so much that we begin to use words in the wrong direction to try to control the situation. Because of the pressure of life, we need to be mindful of what we are saying. David prayed in Psalms 141, "Lord, set a guard over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips." He was saying, "God, I am in a difficult situation. Don't let me speak words that get my life off course. I don't want to speak what I see and feel. I want to speak what you want. I want to go in the direction for you in my life." And that's exactly what you and I need to speak in the midst of pressure of your life. Our words can send us into the direction of God. We serve a positive God, not a negative, positive, who spoke life and light in a dark and void situation and created this world. And he has given us the privilege to do the same, to speak into the situation, to begin to prophesy our future, to direct our life where it needs to go, so we can obtain the miracle that he has for us. Jesus said, "The word that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." When you get the word of God in your mouth, you create a strong life that will send you on the course to life. Your words will direct you beside still waters and keep you green pastures. They'll lead you to refreshment for your soul. Let's be very attentive to words that we speak. Let us remember our words are containers of power that can direct us off course. We can prophesy our future, and that is the truth. Just like a lot of people when they're speaking to their children, saying that you're never going to be any good. When you speak those words, yes, that's negative, and negative attracts negative. Positive attracts positive. We must be careful, even in a sense of saying that I am always broke. I never have any money. You speak those words and that's going to always happen. Yes, some of us have more bills than we want to have. But we have to start speaking that the Father is going to break that chain and pay those bills off and get us back on track again. We have to speak in existence that we are healthy, we're not sick. Just speak it. Walk around the house sometimes and speak positive things about some things that are bothering you. Just believe. We have to speak it. If we keep saying negative things about our children or our anyone, co-worker, anybody, it's going to continue. You're speaking those negative in existence. So you have to find some kind of ways to make those changes in our words. And I'm going to share something that I did at the store. But God immediately chastised me, and I felt it as soon as it came out. I knew what I had said that was not nice. I was, I needed some cash for tomorrow. And didn't want to go to the ATM machine. So I went ahead and made two purchases at the cashier when I was checking out. Separated something so I could get enough cash. They would only give you. In public, it would only give you $50 at a time. So I needed a little bit more to take care of something that I needed to use that I needed cash for. So I first I got 50, then I went back with the next purchase and got, I got 20. But I wanted the young lady to give me two, I gave her a 10 back and said, could you give me two fives? The lady, the young lady that was behind me, she said, no, I have two fives, but her fives were balled up. Some people ball up their money and put it in their purse. I don't like ugly, dirty. I know it's money. I just don't like. I like straight and clean money. Even when I'm working at the credit union, I try not to, or when I'm giving money out, I try and give them decent-looking money. But anyway, the funniest thing when she said that, and this is what I said that was very, very, it was not nice. And I felt what I said, but I couldn't take it back, and I was trying to fix it. She said, oh, I have two fives, because she had to go back into her drawer. So she, the other young lady behind me said, I got two fives. But she had it all balled up, and I really didn't want those balled up because I was going to be giving this money to someone, and I really didn't want how she had it balled up. So I said, I don't like balled up money. I don't like balled up money. But she was just being nice and said, I got two fives. But I said that I would, the way I said it, it was not the way I said it. I know it hurt her. It didn't hurt her feeling, but it just, she was being, trying to be nice, and I was not. I wasn't a very pleasant person to answer what she was trying to do. So I said, I don't like balled up money. I said, I got to give this money to someone, and I don't, I want some good-looking bills. And, but I, when I realized what I had said, the way I said it, more or less, the way I said it, I apologized to her. I said, I'm sorry. I said, thank you so much for offering. But I just wanted some better-looking bills because I'm giving this money to giving someone this money. So I try to clean it up, but it was already out of my mouth. I couldn't take it back, but I was trying to clean it up. But when I said that to the young lady, oh, I don't like balled up money, she said, my bad. You know how teenagers talk, my bad. So more or less she was saying, oops, I'm sorry, you know. But those things can be very hurtful. And like I said, I didn't intentionally want to say that to hurt her feelings, but it came out. And I felt that way because I don't like balled up money. So we got to be very careful of what comes out of our mouth. It can be very negative. Even though I didn't mean to hurt her feelings, I did. And once something is out of your mouth, you can't take it back. So I just wanted to mention that when I was reading Joel Osteen, I remembered what happened to me in the store. So I tried to clean it up, but still, it was already out. So really, you know, and then several, I don't know what happened when I walked out of the store. I don't know if they talked about me or whatever, but I had done. I messed up. And even though I tried to clean it up, hey, it was already said. She heard it, the cashier heard it, but sometimes it does happen that way. But we have to be mindful. I mean, she was really just trying to help. She just was offering because she had $5 in her hand that she was going to be spending. So she didn't mind to share it with me because I needed that. But that's an example of what Joel was saying in this message, be mindful of your words. And God wants us to be mindful of what comes out of our mouth also. So we have to be careful that we what we say and what we do is not just saying. It's also our expression as well can be something that we have done to have hurt someone's feelings. So I just think that this, you can turn the table, and this could have happened to you. Now, I get a lot of people to say things to me where I work because of, but I deal with it in a way that I would say, I would say something to answer their question, but I would let them know but that what they're saying or what they're doing is not right. But I would try to say it in a professional way, not to hurt their feelings, but at the same time, set them straight and let them know that you can't do this or this is not how it's done. So, but, yeah, at times we all fall short. And we do things and say things that we don't supposed to. But just be more mindful of that. And it's just amazing how when I was choosing this topic, automatically I remembered what I had done this evening to that young lady. You know, she was just trying to be nice and offering, you know, the money that she had because she had it right there in her hands. So I wanted to share that. And I wanted to also continue to talk about words. I don't know if I flipped the wrong page here. But I'm going to also talk about the Pacific Prayer, the Friends of God. This is not, I missed and turned from the page. Y'all forgive me. As I was speaking, I flipped the page and got off track on the other thing I wanted to talk about. It was related to speaking as well. And I'm trying to see if I can find it because our time is almost up. But just think of something that you have said and done to someone that, you know, or something, just like I said, we make mistakes. So just be mindful of it. Just be mindful when we're hurting someone's feeling or whatever. And we can't always speak what we want to say, even though that we feel a certain way about something, a way that we, this is our makeup, is more or less that this is how we feel, this is how we do. That doesn't mean that you can't change your ways. Yes, be strong. Be strong and courageous, but that doesn't mean that you have to be the big person all the time. You know, just sometimes to ask God to be more meek, humble. We don't have to be that one to say, oh, I'm not going to take this and I'm not going to take that. God wants us to be more humble and also more meek in the way that we handle things, the way we say things, and also the way we do things. So just knowing that you always doesn't have to be that strong-willed person. You can be like a puppy, little puppy dog sometimes. Sometimes, hey, that is all right. Let someone else be the one that wants to be the strong one in the group. Because like you don't have to weigh that weight all the time. Just be humble and meek. And sometimes you can see that will be encouraging to let someone see that other side of you. So that is something that is important too. Don't think that you always have to be, you always have to be right. You always have to be in charge or whatever. I mean, it's good too because I like things in order. I really do like things in order. And really, I work well. Now, at work today, I was at a different area of my, sometimes when I come in on Tuesday, one of the girls are out, so they put me in another area to work. Now, that particular person is not as neat as I am. I like my area to be very neat and clean or organized, so when I want something, I can grab hold of it. So before I can actually feel comfortable working, I have to get place my workstation in order. I have to take away a little bit of the clutter, put things in order. Now, that other person, this is the way they work. They're comfortable in working that way. But the way I work, I like things in order and neat and organized, so when I want something, I can grab hold of it or whatever. So everybody has a different personality and doing things. So just knowing, be mindful that everybody is not you or everybody is not me. So be mindful of those things. So God wants us to be a little bit more at ease and be humble to people. Be kind spirit. So let's all work on that because, hey, I'm constantly working on that myself. Because like I said it to that young lady, it hurt her feeling. But she said, my bad. So it's more or less she was saying, oh, you know, okay, I'm sorry. She was backing off because I said that. That hurt her feelings. I'm sure it did. But if I could have changed that situation, what I should have said was, thank you so much, but I want to give this money as a gift, and I would like some better-looking fives that I was asking. I was asking for a couple of fives. And I would say, first, thank you for it. Don't never mention that. I don't like balled-up money. I would have should have said, thank you so much, but I would like to have some nice-looking fives because I'm giving it as a gift or something to someone. So I should have expressed myself a little bit better. But I came out with something negative, and I wasn't thinking about her feelings. I was just thinking about how I felt and what I wanted. So it's only 3 more minutes left. I didn't find where I had this other thing I wanted to talk about, but the time is almost up. I have 3 more minutes, and the topic was be mindful of your words. I have 2 announcements, that's pretty much what I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. Save the date. September 15th is our 15th anniversary. Save the date. September 15th, 15-year anniversary, is going to be at 9:15 at the Grove. More detail will be discussed as far as the whole detail as far as, not the detail, just more information regarding our anniversary and what we're going to be doing. The next thing is we do have more seats available on our trip to New Orleans. So please call me, but the deadline is this weekend. Even though I'm not going to be in town much this weekend, just leave it on my message. I'll drop the money off. Just get it. You got to get it to me. If you want to, and it has to be paid in full, if you want to still go on a trip, but there's more seats available. So come aboard. We're going to have a great time, but we need your help in getting more people on the bus because we are a few people short. So just knowing that I need your help out there to get that bus filled. Have tonight. Once again, I want to say prayer is power and it changes things. It doesn't matter how difficult your particular situation may seem. God is in the present in time of trouble. You don't have to stand back helplessly and hold your breath through these years, through this time in your life. You can make the difference through prayer. Prayer does change things. Be blessed. Tune in again next week, same time from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a great week and pray that we will have wonderful weather this whole weekend because we need that for my son. My son is getting married this weekend, and I am so happy. He's getting married, and I'm excited, and I can't wait. He's coming home tomorrow night, and I can't wait to see him. I haven't seen him since last year in July. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it is. And I just be in prayer that everything goes well. Thank you so much, and good night.
Now I'm knowing, and it's showing. I see for grace.